Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for Zivik, the Yaakov Aaron and Rochel, and for Shleima, the Yom and Sora, the Mordechem and Sora, and the Nishmas, Malkovas, Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shleima Chaim, Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Elio Chaim, Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren ben Moshe, and Risha Gittelbas, Rav Eliezer Manoach. I thought that since this week is Parshas Yisroi, and we know that the Yisod of all Bitochen is our Emuna, and everyone who has Bitochen, the Loshon of the Rishonim, the Ramban, and others, Mishi Yeshla Bitochen, Kol Mishi Yeshla Bitochen Yeshla Emuna, because you can't have Bitochen without Emuna. Emuna, the basis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Beri Yoylam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kol Yochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shalit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mashkiach, Proti, it gets involved with every aspect, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Molei Rachamim, Bechesed, and no detail is too small for him, and Yeshua Hashem Keherefai, and all of these Seidus of Emuna are critical for a person to have Bitochen, because if I don't know of Hashem's existence and power and involvement and love and caring and chesed and rachamim and total ability, then how can I put my trust in him? There's nobody that's trustworthy there. So the yisod first is emuna and then bitochon. I thought since it's Parshas Yisroi, where there is basic yisodus of emuna, that we should discuss a little bit the emuna. Now, one thing is very interesting. That the beginning in Parsha Shmos, at the beginning of Sefer Shmos, Moshe Rabbeinu teaches the world a lesson. And it's a lesson that it's very strange that many of the Umas Olam and the religions of the world didn't take a lesson from. When Hashem appears to Moshe Rabbeinu privately, Basneh, and he tells him that the Shas Tagula is here, we're going to redeem the Klal Yisrael, and come and go and tell them that the Eis HaKeitz Higia. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'hem lo yaminu li. They're not going to believe me. People don't believe private revelations. A private revelation is as strong as the credibility of the person who had the revelation. You could believe or you could not, but it doesn't come with the knowledge. It's a belief. It's a taking someone's word for it, but it's not like public revelation. Public revelation, everybody hears themselves, everybody sees the koilos who broke him, the shofar hoilech v'chozek ma'od, Moshe yedaro elkim ya'aneno b'koil. Wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks directly to us, directly to Moshe Rabbeinu, and appoints him as the Novi and the spokesman, b'avur yishmahom b'davri imoch b'gam b'choy avinu lo'ilam. That has a clout to it. Private revelation is not significant. So Baruch Hashem, we read in this parasha about the only historic claim in all the annals of religion of public revelation. And it wasn't just public revelation. It was public revelation which was preceded by public miracles. Public miracles, the Ashkocha Protis, the Nisim Gluim that we witnessed in Mitzrayim individually, between Mitzri and Jew, and collectively between the whole nation of Mitzrayim, lo yu'min ki yisupar. Ramban says that was really the first eyewitness testimony to Briyas Ha'olam, because Olam Rishon was created at the end of the Briya and didn't see it. Eyewitness didn't witness himself, but because in Mitzrayim, we saw all the rules, the laws of nature being turned upside down. We saw the koyach, the shlito that the Beri Olam has on every aspect of natural existence. That, of course, was the equivalent of seeing creation itself. And then the Creator brings us to Har Sinai, and he introduces himself and says, Onuichi Hashem Elokecho, Asher Tzeisicho V'Eretz Mitzrayim Miveis Avodim. I'm Hashem. I'm the one who took you out of Mitzrayim. And now I'm going to tell you why. Lo yielecho, lo taselecho peso, v'chule, v'chule, aseres hadibrois, and the Chazal tell us, merumas in the aseres hadibrois is really all of the mitzvos ha-Torah. And he would have, the Rabag, others maybe say too, that he would have told them everything directly, but they said Moshe should teach us. They were a little bit concerned about hearing everything from Hashem. So they ended up, they didn't hear everything from Hashem. But this was public revelation, mamish, of a magnitude with nisim gluyim, with koil ha-shofar holich b'chozek, Hashem was blowing the shofar, and instead of it diminishing, gets stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. And mamish, hearing Hashem speak directly to them. They saw the koilos. To see koilos, we don't see koilos, we hear koilos. No. The experience was such that an entire nation, maybe a few million of foshes, cheshbon of 613 men, must have been women, keneged, and older people and younger people, and all of them heard and saw these events. And of course, they testified. They testified to their children that they saw these events. And that testimony is not a testimony of belief. I believe these events took place and I'm telling them to my children. Of course, I wouldn't lie to you because I truly believe they took place. No, much more than that. The Torah is full of expressions that clearly indicate that the Mekablei HaTorah that gave it over to their children testified to them. Even the Aseres HaDibros is sandwiched in between two psukim. Atem re'isim asher asisim Mitzrayim. You saw the miracles of Mitzrayim. Atem re'isim, at the end, after the Dibros kibin ha-shamayim, dibalti imochem. You saw that I spoke to you in ha-shamayim. So this document says the first generation passed on a document to their children. Not that we heard, that we believe we heard the story. We believe it took place. We are eyewitnesses. This is eyewitness testimony that was passed on to the next generation, guarded and preserved and read publicly and constantly. Any mistake was always fixed immediately within 30 days and checked and rechecked and written only from a previous scroll and taught every parent to child throughout all the generations, never to make a change. There is no alternative version. And not only did we have to guard this preciously, the non-Jewish world, that's a big toiva too. I don't know if it's a toiva, I shouldn't say that, but very interesting. Anytime you'll open up a Bible, where they have what they call the Old Testament and the New Testament, the Old Testament is translating for us. Tzias Mitzrayim, the miracles of Mitzrayim, Kabbalah's HaTorah, Maimon Har Sinai. It's a historical fact. The whole world recognizes that fact. In fact, it's in a bit of a footnote. It seems there are five religions that make the claim of public miracles and public testimony, public revelation, rather than a private revelation. And they are Judaism, Christianity, Islam, Sikhism, and Baha'i. And yet, interestingly enough, they all claim that this public revelation happened to the Jews at Sinai. Nobody ever made a claim that that the Creator appeared to an entire nation and they lived to tell the story and they passed it on to future generations. Very interesting. And of course, this is the foundation of Yahadus. But the Gemara says that besides that, that we find in Chazal, based on Psukim in the Torah and based on Kabbalah, about the Torah Shebaal Peh, that Moshe Rabbeinu, that Chazal, were privy to information that no human being could have known at the time. Moshe Rabbeinu knew all about the animals. It wasn't all over the world. All about the fish. It wasn't all over the world. They knew information that no human being could have known. And the Gemara in Chulin, I believe it's Tav Samach, says, Otu Moshe Rabbeinu kenigi hoyo oy blistri hoyo? Was Moshe Rabbeinu a hunter, an archer, a zoologist, I don't know what, some kind of a person who knew all the animals? Here is a tshuva to anyone who would dare to think and to say Torah is not min ha-shamayim. Now, it does not say this is how we know Torah is min ha-shamayim. We know Torah is min ha-shamayim because we have eyewitness testimony, which was recorded from the original generation and passed down accurately to this very day. And no other scenario that maybe somebody wrote it, this doesn't make any sense, because the only author that we know to the Torah, the only one who's credited in all of human history with giving us the Torah is Moshe Rabbeinu, the Klal Yisrael in the desert. They gave the world the Bible. They gave the world the Torah. So this is historic fact. But if someone would still have such a Yetzer Hara, or whatever the reason might be, it's always a Yetzer Hara in some form, and say, maybe Torah is not min hashamayim, to that person we say, how did the author, if it wasn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, no information, so much, such an abundance of information, as nevuah of future events, as all about the animals and the signs of kosher and not kosher, as the Mishnah says that every fish that has scales must have fins, never to find exceptions to those rules. How did any author, any human author, know this? Mikan tshuva lo'imer ein Torah min hashamayim. This is a tshuva to anyone who would say Torah is not min hashamayim. And how will you explain the information that's in the Torah, both Torah shebichsav and Torah shebal peh, the nevuah, the scientific information, and so much that no human being could have known at the time? So when we take the testimony, the eyewitness testimony that was recorded and passed down faithfully from generation to generation to this very day, never a change in the document. Identical document, wherever Jews are, all over the world, they keep that document identical. They make sure to correct even the slightest mistake, even if there's a slight split in a letter, it has to be fixed. Such a dikduk and precision to assure the accuracy of this document, read publicly, finished every year, taught children, parents to children for deiris. And we live by it too. We live according to its principles. It isn't some archaic tale of a storybook or even history book that we refer to, that we talk about. We live it. We perform its mitzvahs. We live by it and we died for it throughout the generations. And this is what we have today. So if we wish to strengthen our bitochin, then the a critical ingredient in that process is strengthening our emunah. And we look at the emunah of Torah Misinai, and when we read the parsha and we see the reality alive and well in this very day, it gives us such a chizuk that we know there's a Borei Olam, and we know that he's a Kol Yochel. He can do anything and everything. And we know that he created the world only to do chesed. And we know that he's Molei Chesed, Barachem, Mizrachum, Bechanun, Erech, Apayim, Rav Chesed, Neitzer Chesed, Lo Alofim, Neitzer Oboin, Bofeshu, Bechatov, and Ake. I think I left out the word Emes. And when we know all of this, so that's the foundation for our bitochen. Knowing that Hashem is the Kol Yochel, and knowing that Hashem is the Baal Chesed and Rachamim, like, he can do anything, and he cares. He's Moli Chesed and Rachamim. That gives me the strength to rely on him. That gives me the ability not to lose hope. That gives me the ability to rise a step above that and to actually be confident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not let me down and will help me. So I think it's always kedai to be Mechazek or Emunah. In order to be, well, Stam, it's important, but in order to be able to be Mechazek or Bitochen, because it's the underlying koyach, it's the underlying ingredient that allows us to put our trust in Hashem, because we know of his powers, we saw them in Mitzrayim, and we know of his concern for Klal Yisrael. And the Radak, the Ralbag, excuse me, adds a very interesting thing in the Toelius in this week's parasha. He said that when they heard the Koelus of Brokim, and when they saw Hashem speaking directly to them, there was something else that was realized. Look at the extent that he went to make sure that we get it right. He could have had Moshe Rabbeinu teach the Torah from Nevuah, and he even had appointed Moshe Rabbeinu as the official Navi. But there might be some subject that they would have because they didn't hear it directly from Hashem. So we see that Rabbah says from the Koilis or the Brokim and the Koil HaShofer Hoilich V'chosek Ma'oid V'Hashem Moshe Yedav Elkim Ya'anenu, and Hashem speaking directly to them and to Moshe. We see from here Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael. He wanted to make sure that they get the message and that they have no sfeikas about it. So Hashem wants us to get the message of Emunah. And he wants us from that to be able to come to the level of bitochen, to be putting our trust in Hashem. And this helps us to be able to strengthen that emunah, to strengthen that bitochen, because we know how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually ought, what pains he has gone to assure that we can develop and maintain this bitochen, which is an inspiration, I guess, on an emotional level to strengthen us in our motivation to maintain our emunah and to expand based on that our bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu.